We never learn to listen to our feelings. What we do is we victimize ourselves. We beat ourselves up. Life is supposed to be an ongoing process. We are supposed to always be looking for new challenges and new directions. And that's why when you learn to let go of your victims keep you stuck. When you victimize yourself, you keep yourself in quicksand. And when you stay in this type of a process, what happens is, after a while, you can't move, you can't function, you can't go. And so what we have to learn to do is we have to learn to open up. We have to learn to release. We have to learn to just basically look at ourselves and grow. Remember, victimizing is disastrous to ourselves as persons. We have to learn to develop things in a positive, beautiful way. See, again, another major issue that we work on in our life all the time in the sixth and seventh step is the issue of blame. See, again, blaming is destructive. Learning is positive. And no matter what happens in life, no matter what the situation is, it's a learning experience for you. And that's why in the sixth and seventh step, I learned some very basic things. I learned to forgive. I learned to release. I learned to let go. I learned to back off. And I learned to go back to the basic areas I must work on myself. You see, very basically, I have to understand that I do have shortcomings. Now, some of the situations in my life, maybe I can work on. In fact, one of the basic principles we always talk about in recovery is very simple. We always say that as you begin to release your victims, as you begin to release this stuff, and as you begin to let it go, try to understand that some of the things that we can do directly. Some things we can do indirectly. So in recovery, what we do is we just try to release and we try to be positive as we possibly can be. So the purpose of the sixth and seventh step is to teach us to go through the basic and most fundamental process of life. In the sixth and seventh step, we learn to release. We learn to let go of our victims. We learn to identify who they are. We then learn as a process. We learn simply in identifying them. We learn to confront them, to say goodbye to them, and to let go of them. Please try to remember in these two steps. These two steps are primarily for you. They are for you to release and let go. They are for you to look at yourself in a positive way. They are for you to begin to take yourself through the very special process of recovery. Now, in the grieving process and in the releasing process, there are literally three stages. I want to share those stages with you today. The first stage is a very safe stage, and that's the letter writing stage. Now, again, I recommend this stage for people that basically are working the 12-step program simply on their own. In the letter writing phase, what we do is we basically use our journalizing techniques, we use our letter writing techniques, and we use a pen and pencil to help us to journalize, to help us to release, and actually work our way to recovery. Whether you realize it or not, journalizing is a very powerful way of recovery, because what you're doing is you're actually processing. You're actually experiencing a mirroring process where you are releasing and letting things go inside of you. That's why it's so important as you begin to work this process and work on it, that you give yourself permission to be part of it. Also, in the process, we sooner or later may need to move to the second stage. So many of us, as a result of the letter writing, and as a result of processing the letters, as a result of the grieving process, so many of us will now begin to experience a greater need. And it's almost like it's based on the depth of recovery that you want to go to. For many of us in that next stage of recovery, so many of us now need to move into what we call the rage stage. We need to really go into the intimacy stage, the sexuality stage. See, so many of us have never learned to become intimate, to go deeper inside of ourselves. See, what we're talking about in the sixth and seventh step is a cleansing process, a cleaning out process. And remember, over the years of our dysfunctionalities, over the years of our growing up, we have developed what I call layers. In recovery, we take one layer off at a time. We take